A baby born in Germany offers some possible hope to people who suffer from muscular dystrophy. He also raises the possibility of further abuses of athletic anti-doping standards. The child is now 4 years old. He was born and remains extremely muscular. The child, his condition, and the genetic mutation that causes it are the subject of a study and commentary in the New England Journal of Medicine. Dr. Elizabeth McNally of the University of Chicago wrote the commentary and joins us. How strong is he? I mean, what can he do from what you've read that an ordinary four-year-old wouldn't be able to do?
So I understand he can hold 3 kilogram weights in each hand and hold his arms out carrying those weights, which I'm not sure whether I can do that. So I think he's quite strong in that sense. It's hard to assess strength in a four-year-old, but I know that's a remarkable feat.
Now let me do my metric conversions in my head. Which
so it's 7 pounds in each hand.
This is sort of the stuff of myth that you're describing here.
Well,
the little baby who's born
quite
incredibly strong.
He's a child, yes.
So somewhere out there in Germany is some shot put coach or someone who's got his eyes on this child and pretty convinced he's going to be a champ.
Yes.
What accounts for the child's being born so unusually strong and muscular?
The child has a variant in his DNA sequence or a mutation in the gene that encodes a protein called myostatin. And myostatin normally exists in all our bodies as an inhibitor of muscle growth. So its normal role is to keep muscles from growing too large. And if you remove the inhibitor, as has happened in this child, muscle growth can continue at a much greater pace.
If it's a mutation that's causing it, what's the relevance of another fact in the story that the child's mother is described as a sprinter, someone who's very athletic, and who evidently comes from a family that includes several exceptionally strong people?
The child has actually 2 copies of the mutation, and so we call that being homozygous or having 2 copies. The mother has only a single copy, so she has 1 normal gene for myostatin. What that means is that even partial reduction in this pathway can still give you improvement in muscle functions.
And how might this condition and the fact that we've found a child who has this double presence, how might that in some way yield some therapies for people who suffer from muscle degenerative disorders?
This is moving quickly into the area of therapy for muscular dystrophy patients. If you can block this pathway through other means, we can actually get muscle growth in those patients.
Well, if the positive implications of this particular journal story is that there might be a way of encouraging muscle growth in people who have lost muscle through disease, the scary side is that this can elevate muscle building, body building, and performance enhancement to new genetic standards.
True, but this is going to be one of several different pathways that we'll use to be able to grow muscles. And quite frankly, any one of these pathways can be exploited by people who are interested in performance enhancement.
What are the child's prospects for surviving and being healthy without something controlling his muscle growth? Because among our muscles are not just biceps and thigh muscles, it's also our heart, for example.
Yes, so that's one that worries me a great deal. We already know that in certain instances, growing your heart muscle too big is associated with a lot of negative consequences for heart function and can lead to congestive heart failure. And so we don't know whether that will happen in this child, whether many, many years of having no myostatin around could have some effects on his heart.
Dr. McNally, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Dr. Elizabeth McNally, who is a professor of medicine and human genetics and director of cardiovascular research at the University of Chicago.